I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
We out here.
We are indeed out here.
We are indeed all the way out here.
And we are indeed.
And I've got a ticket to anywhere. You got to make a decision. We can leave tonight or live and die this way.
The songbird of his generation.
You're good.
You got to buy this car. And I got, oh, I saw the, I don't have to, what?
I said we're good like 45 seconds.
I'm ready to go.
We're on, baby.
Are y'all in?
We're in.
Are we going?
We're going.
It usually starts off.
You're right. You're waiting on me to hit the timer. I've trained you that this is what you wait on.
Do they have the singing?
Did
you record that?
Yeah, we have the singing.
Yeah, start with that.
All right, ready? And we'll start right?
Yeah.
Now.
No, but you can start with the other.
We will.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, net positive. You were waiting on me that whole time? Dude, you said, let's go. And that was what I was doing, singing.
I love that you're just like, it's like a, it's like Will Ferrell with the teleprompter.
Oh, yeah.
Like if the clock's not running, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Like it just is what it is.
Hello, San Diego.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Net positive. What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. What's up, Andrew?
What up, what up?
Oh, yeah. Alex is here. We back in the studio. Episode, what?
93.
93, dude.
Creeping up on that triple dig, man.
Why, man? That's going to be a... We got to do something.
We have to do something.
I'm trying to think.
Is it a guest thing?
No, it's not a guest.
Okay, it's just us?
Yeah, we got to do something.
All right.
93. What's that? 2 months?
Yeah.
2 months. All right, I got to come up with something. Right. Well, I wonder what... Oh, yeah, I got something.
Oh, actually, that's going to be... Is that the week I'm supposed to have my kid?
Is it?
I haven't done the math. Dang, that might be.
Let's do a live...
7 weeks away? I think it is.
Delivery.
First ever podcasted delivery of a child.
Live pod.
Yeah, I'll get Maggie to sign up for that for sure. Our first one, she'll be psyched to do it on camera.
Live pod. Yeah. She's like, yeah, this sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, this is what I signed up for when I married you. Yeah, definitely.
There's
7 years ago.
Just
us three in here, nobody else.
Oh,
a live stream, just live reacting.
Oh, we're watching?
Yeah,
we're watching. You're not there.
No, we're just watching. We're just hanging out with you guys.
He's talking to our FaceTime.
Yeah.
Hey, it's going well.
Yeah.
Hold on, babe. Let's get you the news.
We're pulling doctors in, being like, hey, so how's it going down there? Can you tell us?
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Halftime break.
Yeah. I always wonder what like somebody showed me an article about kids that have grown up with influencer moms.
Nice.
And they're like ruined.
Yeah, I bet.
Like ruined.
Yeah.
Like that you're like, oh, dang. Like, oh, we shouldn't have done that. I know a bunch of people that like they're, and I do it. And you probably do it. Everybody does it. Like what percentage of this vacation should the public be here?
Yes.
For, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes like Lydia, like I posted a screenshot or maybe she did a screenshot of, remember she asked last week about something about eating.
Yeah.
She was like, hey, I'm not hungry right now, but I just ate at 5. But when I come home, can you make something or what? Something like that.
Yeah. She's thinking way ahead.
Yeah. And I reposted it because it was funny.
Yep.
But then sometimes you're like, man, that's like a private, like we have 100% trust either way. So you're like, well, they would never do something to, but you're like, not that it's, you're like, this is like intimate.
No, I get it. And there's definitely like, I can recall some instances where I've posted something and I've had a conversation where Maggie's been like, hey, maybe not that.
Hey, I love you.
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. But
yeah, maybe that one.
Yeah. We
keep that one to ourselves. And it's like, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. I saw a party. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it without outing this person, but it was like a party. And it was like, there's like a, after, it was a birthday party.
Yeah.
And then, I didn't go to it, but after I saw like a reel, like a, you know, they say like highlight reel. It's like right. literally a reel, R-E-E-L, like a highlight of the party.
Yeah.
Like not.
Like a recap.
Yeah, like content is like, hey, do y'all also this? Mm-hmm. Or do you like, that's just, here's what I'm doing. Like, it's not for shareability. It's just for your followers to consume because they like you.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, if I it would be awesome if I went to a party and they were like, hey, like just your own private party, because there's celebrities there. We're like, hey, no more no phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, so what? So we're just going to like talk?
Right.
Or we're just going to like do whatever we want to do.
How's anybody going to know that I was here?
Or like, why did I even come?
Right.
Why did I even come?
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, there were like, are we doing like, I remember Lydia got invited to a like a party, like a with some friends. And they were like, it was like game night, but it was all influencers. And like they were filming.
Yep.
I go, okay, are we gathering content?
I know who this is.
Or are we like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Am I getting a share of the revenue on this? Because I know this is going on YouTube.
And if like, you put, and if you do want, like, I'll be happy to, if you say, hey, we're making some content, I'm down.
Sure.
I'll be a part of it.
Yep.
But not. Dang, dude. I mean, this happened to me three times this week where really? I got invited. Yeah, I get invited to a, I guess I could say it. I get invited to the hunting like show. It was like the international like hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Oh, the convention that was.
Yes.
Yeah, the safari thing.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I've been on safaris. We've mentioned it many times. yes. Let me tell you where I was. No, okay. But it was that was the guys. It was this, but it was hunting.
Yeah.
Like hunting elephants.
Yeah.
And like lions. Mm-hmm. And I go, they were like, hey, come down and check it out. Mm-hmm. Not them. Okay. The people that they were like, come down and check it out. And I was like, all right. So I come down there and I meet them, and one of them has like a cell phone and a mic to like, and I go, well, hold on. Let me like, we're doing content.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing content.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
And does that bother you?
Yes.
That would bother me a lot.
Yeah. So then I was like, but then I went around and I looked around and I go, hey, I can't make any content here. I'm not for this.
Yeah.
I'm not for shooting a lion, dude. It's insane, dude. What? Yeah. But it's like, I guess the currency of like doing stuff, same with like, I mean, baby showers and like, is like, oh, this is for the internet.
Yeah. We've had, I was going to say, especially with the kid coming,
weddings,
there's been a lot of stuff that we've kept private intentionally just for us.
Yeah.
I like it that way. I'm pretty private in general.
That might be the next currency, privacy.
Dude.
Yeah. Cause everybody that's like bawling for real is no phones.
Yeah.
Anyone who's making real moves, dang, dude, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Anyone who's making money moves, there's no cell phones allowed.
No, you don't see it. Yeah. Adele, nah. Eminem, Drake.
Can't be documented.
George Clooney.
Don't know what he's doing.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
A-list people.
We didn't even get to the intro, bro.
Hit it.
This week's episode brought to you by Me on Tour.
Sure is.
We just had a run of four sold-out shows in Greenville, Knoxville, and Huntsville.
Shouts out.
Unbelievable.
Them.
Shout out to the South, baby. This week we're going to Amarillo, Wichita Falls, and Lubbock, Texas. And then we're going to Pittsburgh, Zanesville, Ohio, wherever that is, and Cleveland. March, we're going to Mobile, Alabama. I believe sold out. New Orleans. We're going to New Orleans. Houston, Detroit, Fort Wayne sold out. Peoria, Buffalo. Somebody said Buffalo is the Portland of Canada.
Even though it's in
New York.
Oh, shoot. Toronto. Sorry. Toronto. Toronto. Yeah, that doesn't make any
sense. That's the next one on
Toronto's
the list.
Next. Erie, Pennsylvania, Durham, North Carolina, Macon, Chattanooga, April. My bad. We're going to Rochester, St. Paul, Duluth, San Jose, Santa Rosa, Reading, Dayton, Lexington. And we got to put the rest of the dates
on. I got to get your other 10 together. Yeah.
Yeah, we added a bunch. Portland, let's see, Tacoma. We're going to the Northeast. All the New York City people are coming to New Jersey.
Nice.
Shout out.
Do you have like a city that you get the most excited to perform in?
I told my agent, I go, hey, If the show's sold out, I'm excited to perform there.
Nice.
Yeah. Wherever those people are, that's where I'm going.
That's not a good answer.
But you try to get them there.
I just want to know if there's like a city in comedy that's like performing in Austin is the best.
Any city that you know of is not the best. It's okay. the more, for me at least, the more remote, the more like, dude, we went to like Cedar something, Iowa. It was like some vacation town on a lake and it was unbelievable.
Nice.
Where was that? I don't remember.
Cedar Springs.
Twin Lakes? Twin Lakes, Iowa. Does that sound right? And this place was on fire, dude.
It exists.
Yeah. It was like, I was like, where are we and why are we here? And it was the rowdiest crowd ever.
As of 2010, had a population of 334.
All right. That's not it. It can't be so that.
You sold out the town, not just the venue. Yeah, the whole town.
I came from other town. Maybe that wasn't it. I don't remember. I think it was Twin Lakes. State Park. Yeah. Something like that. We went to like Garden City, Kansas, packed. We got all those like remote cities that are like, because financially you just have three comics and a bus driver and a road manager. You can get to like Taylor Swift can't.
Yeah.
Not to compare myself. Let's bring the comparison Taylor way down.
Never. She could never.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
No, it's like even like a Journey cover band couldn't go there because they got too many people. It just doesn't, there's no
too much stuff.
You can't make money at 1,000 people. And you got more than 1,000 people worth of expenses. So a comic can go to, it's those type of places.
Nice.
Is that a good answer?
Yeah. Thank you.
Boom. This week's episode brought to you by Stamps.
Sure is.
.com. Stamps.com, baby. A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is predictable. Postage cost will go up again in 2024.
Yep.
They be going up.
They sure do.
Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts and up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Hold on. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off. Okay, got it. USPS and UPS services. Been helping businesses like yours save money. I say that word right at the
end.
And for over 25 years, your personal post office where you can. Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale. Boom. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Crazy discounts, premium supplies at your fingertips. Your postage partner for over 25 years. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million business. That's a lot of business.
Wow.
That's one in every 317 people.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it depends on who's coming over the border these days. But come on, not in the Stamps.com read.
Yeah. And he's going to Texas this weekend, folks. He's going to Texas this weekend.
I'm coming down there, baby.
Reinforcements on the way.
Take a chunk out of your mail and shipment costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code NETPOSITIVE for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code NETPOSITIVE. I'm coming to Texas, bro.
You are, dude.
I'm going to see what's going on.
They need help.
Actually, I went to El Paso, and I'm not going anywhere near anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're not near border?
Nobody knows what's going on because nobody knows what is true on the internet.
Right. Nope. The last I saw, the Texas said, hey, never mind government. We'll do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And I like that. Good for you.
Yo, I got it.
Have fun.
I got it. Yeah.
Good.
That's when somebody like is not answering my phone calls or somebody that like is on my team or something. I go, tell you what, I'll do it. And then it's like, dang.
All of a sudden people are jumping at the opportunity.
You know what? I'm going to take care of it.
Yeah.
Thanks, y'all. And you know what? I'm going to get it. I'm probably going to get it done via someone else.
Right.
I'm not going to do it myself, but I'm like, hey, tell you what, thanks.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I think we're going down to Lubbock. That's probably a long way away. Dang.
The border and everything.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm trying to think, do you want to be on the cities? Do you want to, let's just not talk about that. I was going to say.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah. We skip that. You don't know what's true on the internet, bro.
No.
You really have no idea. I saw like a Joe Biden, like a tweet or something like that. Or like, but it was from another account. And they were like this. And then I went to like, I have to type in POTUS Twitter and go see if that is there.
Right.
And then it wasn't there.
It takes so much effort to fact check things now.
You were like, I don't believe any of it.
Yeah.
But
and
then you
like, you think like you spend a lot of time on the internet. You,
what does that mean?
You can't. Well, so do I. So do I. With you. Let me rephrase.
Shots
we
fired.
Spend a lot of time.
Yeah,
on the
we
internet,
spend a lot of time on the internet,
and we have a hard time fact checking and deciphering like what's AI generated.
Yeah.
Imagine people who are not as well versed in the internet.
Dude, I get my mind
gets
screwed. Blown when people send me these screenshots of these conversations they've had with me on Facebook, which is not me.
Right.
It's like john.christ470397. And he's like, what's up? I am John Chris, gracious for fan watch videos. Would love connection, true friendship. Hi. And they're like, what's up? I'm like, dude, wow, dude, this is that. What?
Big fan, man. How are you?
And even with like, I guess with AI and all, you just have to be like, I don't know what of this. And that's Sean Ryan, the podcast I went on. It's like, dude, like, what of anything is real? Mm-hmm. You know, like what of the government is real? What of sport is real? What of entertainment is real? To be like the Grammys, like Morgan Wallen should have won. Like we do this every time.
Yeah.
You're like Morgan Wallen. What? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, it's not that. It's not that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, the sports, the Super Bowl. It's not that. Mm-hmm. Grammys. Oh, it's not. He's not popular where the Grammy voters are.
Right.
They were like, so it's not the best music.
Right.
It's never been.
That's not the point.
Yeah. Sport. It's not the best athlete. That's not the point. Now, sometimes it can be involved. Usually sometimes there is good music.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's not it.
Somebody, I forget who's, did you watch Grammys?
No.
I watched it for a little bit. I forget whose speech it was, but they got up there and they were like, they won best artist or something.
Yeah.
I think it was Victoria Monet. And she was like, best is subjective. Yeah, so like, you're all great.
And I
was like, that's exactly what this is.
Yeah. It was like, yeah.
The voters thought she was the best and they gave it to her. Fantastic. Sure. And great album, by the way. But
great. See, what was it about the movies that were like Hollywood's putting out trash movies? Like, you ever heard of these movies?
Right.
No, no, no. Oh, so it's not the best movie.
Right.
So absolve yourself in thinking that is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in the you see the Tracy Chapman?
No, I tuned in after I missed it. Was it good? I am actually more excited to hear what you thought of it than to actually see it.
Well, let me just, all right. This is, we'll get into the news in a second.
Sure.
Okay. So I was in this unnamed place.
Tin Roof?
that we frequent, not Tin Roof.
Okay.
And I was in the sauna. Yeah. Dang it, dude. Dang it. I can't say that without saying that.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it was like, you know how like, so you're like, oh, I didn't know that those people existed that think like that. I'm surrounded for the most part of people who think like me for the most part.
Sure.
And it was like, oh, dude, I loved the Tracy Chapman at the Grammys. They were like, it was like so much like women empowerment. I loved it. The only thing I felt bad for Tracy Chapman is that she had to be on stage with Luke Combs. I go,
like, somebody said that seriously.
Sincerely.
Okay.
I was like, that's just such a wild comment. Because I was like, she would need to be like, first of all, we would not even be discussing Tracy Chapman if it wasn't for Luke Combs.
This year's Grammys. Yeah.
In the last, you wouldn't even know who Tracy Chapman was. If mm-hmm. I go, you got a fast car, nobody would know what that song is.
Sure.
No one would know what that song is. Also, you don't steal people's music. They agree to let you cover it.
That was where they were coming from.
Yes. They were like, she needs, I go, dude, miss me with this.
She got paid for it, by the way.
Handsomely.
Yeah.
And also the CMAs probably asked her to perform with Luke Combs and she said no. Mm-hmm. She went to the, she agreed.
Yeah.
Like, I go, such a wild argument.
It's an uneducated take.
That's what I
like. You're like, just stupid.
That's it. Yeah.
She probably
shut
made
up,
more.
Liz,
Tracy Chapman probably made more money off of that song, yeah. Fast Car, since Luke Combs covered it.
Than she did
than
originally.
Than she did prior. And its original release.
Yeah. And if you didn't want him to be on it or you didn't want to appear anywhere, you could have, that's fine.
Yeah, you could have just not agreed to it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Did all of it.
Yeah.
You could have not, yeah.
I'm sure she's stoked.
If she hates the song, and let's say she hates men, or she hates country music, or she could have gone down that road.
Yeah.
the idea that like she should have been performing by herself, and that there's this like male country guy that's trying to take her spotlight, and they're a white guy versus a black woman, or like all of that. I go, dude, miss me, bro.
Yeah. Also, I'm pretty sure Luke Combs is known to be a very nice guy.
Yeah.
So I would imagine. Like,
wrong tree, man. Yeah. Bark somewhere else.
And every time, you know, that have you seen that Luke Combs thing about the merch? Like, somebody was trying to sell like fake Luke Combs merch.
Yes.
Or like something about a mug or something like that. And the company that does that goes and finds copyright. We have the same people that finds Check Your Heart merch on Amazon and gets
Etsy
it removed.
Or whatever.
Yeah. So they've sued him. And she was like, Luke Combs is suing me for $250,000. And he was like, yo, you're good.
Yeah.
Like, you're sorry about that. Mm-hmm. You're good.
He also just refunded an entire stadium of people the other day. I think it's something with his voice or something. Yeah. And he was like, I'm going to refund everyone here. Free concert. No problem. It's like, okay, great.
God, I wish I could find that. I wish I could find, I don't want to put her out, but somebody was like, story time. Listen to when John Crist took advantage of my business. And it was like back in 2020 when we were going on tour, we have like local sponsors in each city. It was like a fun promo thing. So we're like, hey, we're going to sponsor a baseball team in Des Moines. Hey, we're going to sponsor, it was called the Fresh Cuts Tour. We're going to sponsor a salon in Houston, and they're going to give you the John Crist. It was like simple. Mm-hmm. We're going to sponsor a bake sale at the, right. So this one company, and then the tour got canceled because of Omicron, the virus. So we didn't do it anymore.
So specific on which strain.
I remember. Yeah.
You're always so specific about the strain. Like, you really want.
What was the other strains?
You could have just COVID and everything.
Yeah, I got canceled because of COVID.
Like, that's very universal.
We were doing it. Yeah, I got canceled because.
Oh, you know, the most universal thing that's ever happened
which
in a lifetime.
Which strain? Yeah. BS. Dude. Yeah.
Omicron.
Yeah.
So there's Omicron 964 came through. So we had to.
There was this whole, like, she's like, story time. Like, she like bought a bunch of product in anticipation of us, like, promoting her business or whatever. And then it was like in exchange for tickets. Like, and then we canceled the tour. And then the person she was communicating with on my team took a new job.
Oh, so she just ended up hanging.
Yeah. Which
that happens.
That happens.
Yeah.
That happens. So, but I saw everybody, of course, tags me in it.
That's showbiz, baby.
I saw it and I go, hey, like, how much was the product? I'll send you a check.
Yeah.
I go, how much is it?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, oh, no. I didn't mean, I go, well, what'd you mean?
Right.
Because everybody's dragging me.
Yeah.
So
help.
What?
Yeah. Help me help you.
Yeah. Please. I go, my bad. I understand that that's not the ideal situation. But then you're like, oh, this isn't for the purpose of making amends.
Yeah.
This is for the purpose of.
She should have told you she was looking for content.
I would have been
it's
like,
same
great.
As how we opened up.
Yeah,
it's like, she was like, hey, you invited me out here.
Yeah, here for content.
Yeah,
a content invite. Yeah. Oh, why don't you just ask me to collab on this, dude?
Yeah. Oh. Bro, putting up a story time, dragging somebody and sending a collab request is so funny.
Collab request. Yeah.
This is the time John Crist took advantage of my business.
Yeah.
Collab with John Crist.
Collab request. Yeah. Anytime people are putting private stuff publicly, dang it, dude. I don't want to put anybody else out. But yeah. You're like, what?
That's amazing, dude.
What the things just aren't what you're like, oh, I didn't know that that's a thought that people had about like trade like
about I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Especially there.
Yeah.
Conversation where you heard it.
Yeah.
I would think that those people would be very well versed in how that works.
Yeah. Well, the same with the Shane Gillis on SNL. Shane Gillis. I don't know Shane Gillis. We run in the same circles, but I don't claim to know him. But Shane Gillis got fired from SNL like 4 years ago for saying something racist on a podcast, and they invited him back to host. Which is unbelievable.
Was he a cast member and got fired, or was he supposed to host? And then
he got hired, but the season hadn't started yet.
Got it.
So you know when the NBA player like gets drafted and they go back to their tweets when they were 12,
yeah,
and they're like, "Get him out!" It was one of those. It hadn't started. Like,
got
the season hadn't started yet, but he was on.
Got
was it a recent podcast or was it like years ago?
I don't know, but He says inflammatory stuff all the time. You're like, he probably didn't have to go back far.
Yeah.
You're like, we're going to go track. We're like, oh, we're been in 15 minutes.
Just one swipe of the finger.
Oh, we
find
got
what
it.
You're looking for. They're like, oh, this is the easiest one.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go. When he was 12, he said the N-word. Like, oh, no.
They're like, we blocked out a whole hour to research this, and we're done. It's been 4 minutes.
I always be like, look at these people that are going back in the archives. It was like, dude, it was your last post.
Dude, it's pinned on your profile.
Dude, it's right here.
Love you, Shane.
Andrew Santino, buddy of mine from LA, a comic. We were talking about, like, back, this is a year ago, we're like, maybe we should go before we get, you know, TV shows or movies or whatever. Like, we should go back and delete all our old. He's like, no, dude, leave it. Mm. Don't give them the power to, like, I'm not scared of anyone going back and find anything.
Yeah.
That's a part of, I'm not that.
Yeah.
If they do find anything, delete. Dude, I'm scared of the, now save it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Shane, so he posted it, and everybody in his community was like, unbelievable, dude, the GOAT, sick, unbelievable, thrilled for you. And then you go to SNL's post about it, and it was like, wow, SNL, a racist, right? And you go, and I go, same with the Tracy Chapman, we go, oh, I didn't know these people existed. Mm. Like, I didn't know that was an actual take.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are joking, right? I always think that, you're joking. You're joking about the Tracy Chapman. You're joking.
They're serious, man.
You're joking, dude. Mm-hmm. You're joking. Not dead serious.
I'm so happy he's getting on there. That is going to be such a good opening monologue.
It's a win for. Yeah, you just have to come on and be like, that's it.
So this is awkward.
What had happened was, yeah. That's it. Yeah.
I don't know how you even open that monologue. Hey, I'm so curious.
We out here. Yeah.
It's going
to
be fun.
Oh, we did go to wrestling.
Yeah, dude.
We went to wrestling in Knoxville.
Same building.
They're across the hall. Same building. It was unbelievable. And my agent, again, I don't know if this is good or not. My agent calls me and he goes, hey, sorry about that for booking you guys back to back. I know you have some of the same fan base. I was like, hold on. What? Wait, we do? Yeah, and I did go to the wrestling match, and everyone was like, what up, dude, John Cross? Like, it's not a good sign. Like,
oh, we do.
Okay, yeah, here we are.
These are my
people. Well, everybody was driving in to the, it was like a, it wasn't Monday Night Raw, it was like Road to WrestleMania, which I think you can just
nice.
Put one of those anywhere.
Yeah, every road can be a road to WrestleMania. Road, all roads lead to WrestleMania.
You could be like a comedy show. It's like open mic night. It's like Road to SNL.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, I guess.
Yeah, no.
I mean, Asian SNL jokes. Doesn't know this is happening, but
you definitely didn't pay for the licensing.
Yeah,
but
it was awesome, dude. Yeah, they were throwing each other through. I mean, we were sitting in the front row, throwing each other through tables. They were bleeding and everything. I was like, this is incredible.
I saw somebody say they were yelling, John Crist on the right, John Crist tickets on the right, WrestleMania right, on the left. Yeah.
They're like,
what a world.
Who's who?
Yeah.
But it's not what you think it is. Yeah, it's not what you think it is. But if you, like, I'm guessing, maybe not. If you go to my comedy show in Greenville and you're like, that was incredible. I can't believe you did that. And you're like, somebody goes, hey, I'm coming tomorrow in Knoxville. I'm bringing some of my friends. So can you do that joke? I was like, probably. I would like, oh, you think I did this all this hour off the dome?
Yeah.
Dude. You think I just walked out there and like, what's up?
Yeah.
Well, that's the illusion of it, I guess.
Dude, I didn't know that comedy was like a rehearsed set until probably like 4 or 5 years ago.
Really?
I didn't understand how the whole game worked.
I mean, it's kind of.
The only way I learned it was like getting connected with comedians.
And everybody's
like, how does that work?
Everybody's different.
Yeah.
But you don't go out there with an empty head.
You're not just freestyling.
No, dude. Or even when you see a rap freestyle, you're like, oh, that's.
A lot of it's written.
Oh, or they planned a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's a super well-known thing that's how that works.
I think, but I feel like this whole podcast, during the last couple months, this journey that we've been on, that's all comedy is anyway, is just uncovering, oh, that's not that. Mm-hmm. Oh, right, what? Whether it's politics, the military, space, UFOs, comedy, entertainment, the Grammys, right? We just go through like,
you just ran through the year.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You go, hey, that's not that. Mm-hmm. You think that's that. That's why you're let down, because you think your church is here to help you. And they're like, oh, they got a $50 million mortgage. They need to, that celebrity gets canceled. He's not who you thought he was. Mm-hmm. Or that, oh, that's not that.
Yep. Age of information.
We got too much.
Way too much.
Way dude. Too much.
There's, info. I'm like, I had this thought this week. I am so tired of everything for that reason. Like, I'm so tired of everything just because there's always a fact check to be done.
Yep.
There's always a competing yep. source that says something else.
Yeah.
There, and it's like, dude, it's exhausting the amount of info that goes into my head every day.
Too much info. Yeah.
It's insane.
It's got to live with the info. This week's episode brought to you by AG1, baby. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should be at least simple. That it is. For the last year, I've been taking AG1, baby, drinking it every day. One scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel energized and ready to take on the day. AG1, big topic of conversation at the Soho House.
Big time, bro.
In the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
It's always coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can be in on those conversations.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm in on it.
A thought leader.
Oh, yeah, baby. High quality project. I know with AG1, it gives my body high quality nutrition. Every batch of AG1 goes through a rigorous testing process. So you know it's safe. And our ingredients are sourced from absorption potency, are sourced for absorption potency and nutrient density. Support whole body health. I like to think of it as a nutritional insurance. I know I'm covering my nutritional basis right from the start of the day. Mornings with AG1, I fill up my shaker with an extra cold water. Add one scoop of AG1, shake it up. You got it right there, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, you're fitted. An essential part of my routine, AG1 helps simplify my daily routine. A healthy aging shouldn't feel complicated. The thought of taking multiple supplements or mixing and matching pills, powders sounds exhausting, but just one daily scoop of AG1 covers my nutrient gaps and supports my mental and physical health with all that without a hassle in just 60 seconds every morning. Invest in yourself. That's what we've been talking about on the pod.
That's the whole episode.
Invest in yourself. Make it look good.
Mm-hmm.
Make it feel good. There's one product that I've recommended to elevate your health, and it's AG1. Take ownership and start with AG1. Try AG1 and get one free year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/net positive. That's drinkag1.com/net positive, or hit the link in the episode description. This week's episode also brought to you by Manscaped. Oh yeah, baby, Manscaped. Get in there. I got it. I've been scaped myself since the beginning of this podcast.
Scaped up.
Pretty close. Manscaped just came out with the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, the one-stop shop for holiday gift-giving perfection. Do women have to give men gifts for Valentine's Day?
Oh, I don't think so. I think they get off the hook there.
They are?
I think so.
It's unfair. What's our holiday? We got nothing.
Father's Day.
Father's Day, unless you're not a father.
Right.
We got no gift-giving day just for being...
Like, just for us? Just
for, yeah. We can talk to somebody about
that. That's interesting.
We got nothing. But listen, women can go out of your way.
Yeah, do something.
Get your man. That's not a...
Break the mold.
Yeah, break the mold. Get him a Manscaped.
Be the change you want to see in the world. I guess
if we are talking about love...
Mm-hmm.
This would be a part of that. It's not completely off base, is what I'm saying.
Oh, for sure.
It kind of goes. There. Yeah, because if you can't get your girlfriend a broom.
Right.
Not for Valentine's Day. You got to get her a teddy bear,
right.
Some chocolates, a monogrammed robe set.
Flowers. Something
that goes within the context of Valentine's Day. That I could put this in there.
Yeah, I think so, for
Manscaped,
sure.
Manscaped?
Yeah.
For sure. The Weed Whacker 2.0?
This is the same. I mean, and like we were talking about, like, doing mulch beds and, like, you know,
this is thing landscaping. For your body.
This is, like,
for your living body.
Manscaping.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I don't care about it. Why I get a haircut? Because you look better.
Right.
You feel better. This is the theme of the whole podcast.
Absolutely.
Does anybody in the family have too much scruff? Look no further than Manscaped Beard Hedger Pro Kit, handyman electric face shaver for all your facial hair needs, the Weed Whacker 2.0 nose and ear trimmer, the Manscaped Boxers 2.0, the Shears 3.0 nail and grooming kit. You got it all, dude. Manscaped, get 20% off and free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code NETPOSITIVE or hit the link in the episode description below. Oh, what do you want to do? Get to some ketchup? Get to the news?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about
We got a bunch of like viral stuff here. Like.
Oh, yeah, dude. Let's talk about the new shoes.
Okay. Andrew, you got audio?
Sir, dude.
Audio is here.
Here you go.
Here we go.
My husband and I have removed the bottoms of all of our shoes. We decided to start walking barefoot and one of our followers had a great idea. Since some businesses don't want us being completely barefoot, if we cut off the bottom of our shoes, it'll allow us to be barefoot but blend in with everyone else. This is a huge commitment, but we were willing to make it. These are our favorite shoes. Our shoe collection is worth more than $20,000, but this is a sacrifice we're willing to take because walking barefoot means the world to us. The benefits of walking barefoot are priceless, so now our shoes are worth more than money could ever be. So today we got to work and started removing the bottoms.
Stop.
This is my favorite video of the week, dude. This is incredible.
I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I got in terms of the rest of the video. Oh, you get it. I got it.
You've seen enough.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, so I've heard the touching like walking in the sand or like on grass.
Grounding.
I've heard that's
it's good for you.
Beneficial for you. Mm-hmm. I can get on board with that.
Sure.
Now, this you're talking about the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's not what they meant.
No.
You're at the grocery store and at a Dillard's. And walking down the sidewalk in a city.
Yeah.
That's not grounding.
Yeah, you're not getting much environmental benefit from the tiles at Sephora.
Yeah, that's your feet on ceramic tile is not what the Lord had in mind.
Yeah.
But and also, I think you can go barefoot anywhere. Can you?
No. No shirt, no shoes, no service.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You can't go into an Outback Steakhouse with no shoes on.
I think she said some stores don't like us barefoot. I'm pretty sure it's all stores. I don't know if anybody likes people coming in barefoot.
Hey, maybe just have one pair of shoes.
Yeah, that is bottomless.
But that no, I'm not giving them one. Sorry. I'm not giving you. First of all, that's not how shoes work.
No.
You could see.
They're just shuffling their feet the entire time.
Yeah, they're like walking like this. Neat, neat,
yeah.
Neat,
what idiots.
Reverse moonwalking.
Because if you pick your shoe, like, so she, why are you walking like that?
Yeah, dude.
My shoes don't have bottoms on them.
Also, like, what city do you live in? Because if you're in, like, San Francisco, you got to watch out for, like, syringes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
any city.
Yeah.
Well, unless you live, if you live on a farm, then you can walk around barefoot.
Yeah.
Anywhere where you need to have shoes is a business where you're going. So, hey, if you walk around shoeless all day, great. When you go into Walgreens, pop on a pair of sandals.
Yeah, you might need those.
Hey, if you're depressed, it's not because you haven't been grounding enough.
Yeah.
There's other issues at work.
What do you say? Forgive your parents?
Yeah, forgive your parents.
Like, good Lord.
Yeah, call up your parents and get, hey, can we talk about childhood?
I like the subtle flex of, our shoe collection is worth $20,000.
No, dude. It's not. Not the shoes I'm looking at.
Not anymore. It's not
the shoes.
Sure.
Now it's worth zero.
Those are Vans, dude.
Those are Vans.
And also, jump scare at the guy with the cornrows.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Hey, didn't surprise me.
I didn't see it coming.
I get it. Yeah. Hey, can we get one real quick or I'm putting on my sunglasses?
So wait, we did this last week. You asked, is it real or is it a sketch?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Is that real or is it a sketch? If I mean, sometimes I see like, that's the exactly what you're talking about, Alex. Mm-hmm. We have to do that.
Right.
You're like with the guy that's like, I wake up at 4 a.m. You're like, dude, if this guy's making sketches, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If this guy's like doing a bit,
yes.
This is the greatest bit of all time.
Yep.
I don't think he is. And it didn't start here, but it got when Trump, you were like, this guy's like prior to him like becoming the president. Remember? It was like, this guy's like doing a bit.
Yeah.
Nobody could make fun of it because it's like, this is the bit.
Yeah.
Just say what he actually said. And they're like, there's no way he said that. You're like, he did.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
That's this.
So do you think this is real?
Well, if the internet wasn't real, this wouldn't be real.
That's, I think, the deciding factor, right? Yeah, like that determines it.
If the internet, if the internet, like the guy that go into Target, you know, and he's like filmed himself and everybody just got roasted.
And then Drake did it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Sincerely?
Yeah.
Did he?
Oh, dude.
But sincerely as a joke, though.
Yeah. Yeah. For the internet.
Yeah. Drake did it to mock the other guy on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll show you.
I mean, nobody would cut off $20,000. First of all, it's not $20,000 worth of shoes. Nobody would cut all that off if they weren't going to make a piece of viral content from it.
Right.
That's the point of it.
Right.
But that's fine. But just say that's the point of it.
Yes.
Because when you go around, if we go visited those people, they're not that. They're wearing shoes.
They have other shoes.
Yes. And you see them outside and wearing shoes. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Yeah. Oh, no, dude. Don't do this.
I got to find it. Oh, yeah. I think this is it. Yeah. The original guy's name is Drew Walls.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah, he was getting trashed because he would like go on Target runs and just film himself doing it. And then... Drew Walls did a collab with the NFL brand deal, sponsored with them.
Yeah.
And then Drake did this that same week.
To make a joke.
Just like, hey, I'm going to do this too. It's fun.
As sincerely?
I don't think he's like making fun of him. I think it's just like, this is a thing. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but he's like, it's like, are we doing it like sincerely or ironically? And that's the thing now is the line is so blurred.
Right.
Because you're like, this is jokes. This is sincere.
Right.
And now you don't know, like the, what's his name?
This is tongue in cheek. Is that's what you're getting at?
I think.
It is.
Yeah, because Drake is Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what we know of Drake, this would line up. If he did this sincerely, you're like, that doesn't make sense.
Right, because it'd be cringy.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, no, that's not him.
Like that country guy, the guy that's tried to be a country artist and then like couldn't be a country artist. And then he like, I don't want to name his name. And then he started doing like mock country music.
Okay.
And then that became popular and then he became that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, who are you?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Right.
That's whoever these people, this is so absurd, dude. We didn't cut the bottom of your shoes off. That's
insane.
But look at it, 59,000 comments.
It's so nuts.
How do you cut your shoes off? That's so many shoes.
They got like a little buzzsaw. Look at
you can't walk around like that, dude.
Do you know what made me think that it was absolutely a joke, though? Is what? There's one clip in here, right here, where
that's
you...
That's a sidewalk of a... there's a syringe there.
There's this clip, though, that made me be like, yeah, definitely, this one. They go into the store, and you can see her feet come out from underneath as they walk this. That made me be like, oh, dude. This isn't... You guys are...
And look how slow they're walking.
Yeah, like you're joking around.
You're like, hey, you're well...
I do appreciate the ones like that where it gets more and more ridiculous as it goes on. So for the first like 60%, you're kind of like, you'll hate on it. You'll be like, this is ridiculous. And then you're like, cool, got it.
But
they let you off the hook at the end. I like that.
Yeah, I think.
They let you in where it's like, no, it's like, hey, with I just picked up a bag with my toes. You know what I mean?
They,
like,
yeah.
That's the...
Hey, if there's a Cheesecake Factory within half a mile, it's a bad neighborhood. Okay.
And
it's a bad neighborhood. You need shoes, dude. No hate on Cheesecake Factory.
No, I love Cheesecake Factory.
I do love Cheesecake Factory, but they're not in good places.
Sure.
They're downtown. Well, let me think.
There's that one in Green Hills.
There's the one in West Palm Beach, actually. That's really nice.
Yeah.
But the one I used to go to in LA and the one, very bad.
It's also got the thickest menu in the game.
God, the thickest menu.
It's a Bible of
T H I C C.
Absolutely.
Oh,
good segment. Good segment.
Let's hit the Australian family.
Okay.
If Australia is real,
right?
We talked about this before.
Right.
We don't know if it's a real place. We've heard of people going there. Okay. This is a read the caption.
So this says a woke Australian family put up a sign that says the land belongs to its traditional owners.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The Wurundjeri.
All right.
That's
close.
My pronunciation. Yeah. I'm trying my best there. But when they showed up, they wouldn't let them in. So the natives showed up to the house.
The native, they have like painted, their faces are painted and they have what looks like cloaks. They have frat parties with that theme.
Toga.
Yeah. Toga. Yeah. That's all I know about it.
Nice.
Showed up at the front door.
Yes.
Hello.
We've seen your mark here on the wall. We're the Wurundjeri people.
Really?
Yeah. We've come here, we've seen the sign.
All right.
See, we're a bit, haven't got anywhere to stay, so we're thinking, we might just stay here for about 1 or 2 months or so.
We saw a sign there.
One or two months.
I don't know about that.
No, just us.
No, we won't been much trouble.
How did you know about
it? With a sign.
I saw that sign there.
We wouldn't ask only for the sign.
Oh, yeah, it's a sign. It's a sign there,
sir. I don't know
who put it up there, so. Oh, well, we'll just leave in the backyard.
Yeah,
there's some local rabbits we can hunt down and grab.
Local rabbits.
If you like rabbit, we can share them.
Yeah, get some wood to grow up for everything.
No one's here at the moment. That's the problem.
We can wait. We'll have a big crockery. We'll set up and we'll sing.
Sing.
Just
why weren't they getting their land back? I didn't understand.
All right, stop it. Yeah,
oh my God.
You're like, hey, it's not real. Like all y'all, the stuff that y'all stand for, it's just, this is just for show.
Yeah, the sign on the house, let me go to it so you can see what it says. It says, we are proud to acknowledge the Warren Jerry as the people, as the traditional owners of this land.
On your house.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're like,
but we're going to keep it though.
Traditionally.
Yeah.
No, practically it's ours.
Yeah.
And we're going to call the cops immediately.
Yeah.
But hey, we just want to let y'all know I'm a good person.
We support the idea that they could claim this land if we hadn't already.
Yeah.
But now but I'm
we
here,
did. So get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also there is no land on this planet that was not taken from someone else.
Yeah.
There isn't.
Let me think about that.
I mean, well, it has to be originally. Do you think the original owners, all right, if you go back to Adam and Eve,
Yeah, maybe some African tribes.
That have always been there.
Always been there.
Well, it depends on how long you think the earth has been around.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
is it round?
Yeah, it has been around.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I would say, yeah, that's like, hey, we want to open the borders. And they're like, hey, what's up? We're here. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, well, not in my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? I thought we were, this is forever. No, not near me. I just meant come in and like go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Not. Yeah. It was the mayor. Who was it? The mayor of New York. It was like, hey, listen, we got a lot of people with big houses.
Yeah.
We're going to start using your home to like house like migrants. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no. Like, what do you mean though?
Right.
You
voted for this.
Yeah. You said that it could come. Oh, no, not me. I'm posting that. I've got a clip that's supposed to go up this today about like everybody was like, cancel Chick-fil-A. And then they were like, you want to stop with Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Like they're like, oh, on the internet.
Yeah.
You're like, we got to get rid of this. And then like privately, you're like, yeah, but I still like rock with it.
Yeah.
That's everybody. That's every clip we've seen today.
This is a good little prank. I like this.
That's so good.
That's nice.
She's like, well, I don't know. He's like, we'll just shoot some rabbits.
She said, we'll just sit out here and sing.
Yeah. And now, you know who's going to get canceled? These actors
right.
by the Wangiri people.
Right.
She's like, we don't start fires and hunt rabbits.
Right.
Yeah. You're like, oh, nobody's
you
mad.
You portrayed us all wrong.
Yeah, nobody's
so
mad.
Incorrect.
Oh, we were trying to help you. No, too bad. You're out. don't do the Mount Rushmore. Let's do it.
Okay.
Mount Rushmore. When's the last time you thought about Mount Rushmore?
It's honestly
Prior to finding this clip.
This is my
a long time.
This is my Roman Empire. The Mount
you
Rushmore
think about it often?
Is my Roman Empire. Not really, but yeah, let's listen to it.
It's honestly crazy how normalized Mount Rushmore is. Like this is genuinely insane. Like if our civilization collapses and humans 1,000 years from now come across Mount Rushmore, they're gonna see it and be like, oh, so these faces, these must have been the gods that this ancient society worshipped. Why else would they go through such a feat of construction? And if they found out the real deal, that no, those are actually not the faces of venerated gods. Those are the faces of four normal men, just four normal dudes.
Disrespectful.
Who at some point in their life held the title of President of the United States for at most 8 years. And outside of that job, they actually were not very good people.
Okay, they'd save that. Like, save, miss me with that. But yeah,
why
keep going.
Did you guys carve their faces into a fucking mountain then? Why did you do this?
When you put it that way.
Great take. Great take. Great take. Yeah. You go like
just some guys.
You like it's this that you go to it and you're like I'm trying to think of what like Harry Potter.
Yep.
That's like a you know how big those books are? There's like 8 of them.
Yeah.
And I go,
oh, I got you.
That's like a long, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot, like Suits. Mm-hmm. I'm in two seasons. There's 9 and 16 episodes. Mm-hmm. And you're like, that's just a lot of time is the only resource we have. Mm. Finite resource. That's just a lot of time. And that like took someone's like the majority of someone's life.
How long?
No, it probably didn't take that long, but it took, I mean, Rushmore years, bro, right? Build.
Mount Rushmore took 14 years to build, dude.
All right.
Yeah, October 4th, 1927 to October 31st, 1941. Just in time for World War I.
The sculptor was Gudzon, a son of Danish immigrants.
See, that's why we need immigrants, John.
Yeah. Now open the borders.
Open the borders.
Open the borders. Okay, so somebody was like, I mean, where did the idea start? Somebody goes, hey, there's mountains in California. The Rocky Mountains. The Smoky Mountains. Nah, let's go to South Dakota. Why? I don't know. That's like, hey, if you're talking, you know how like if you get a, you rent a, is that where it is?
Yeah. South Dakota.
You know, you're going to the mall and you're like, you want to rent some retail space. And they're like, all we have is like the end. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, that's not going to get me. I need to be by the Foot Locker.
Right.
And the Jake, not J. Cole, but J. Jill.
J. Crew.
Yeah, the J. Crew. Yeah. J. Jill. Is that one?
The J. Cole.
Yeah, not by the J. Cole. The J. Crew. Yeah. I need to be like by the Sunglass Hut and the Wetzel's Pretzels.
Yeah, high foot traffic.
Yeah, they're like, we only have, and you're like, I guess.
Yeah.
Put the sports memorabilia guy all the way down at the end. If you want a 1994 Minnesota Twins pennant, you're going to have to go all the way down there.
Right.
This is not near the Hot Topic in the American Eagle. Why do they put it all the way out there?
I do not know. And dude.
You got to travel 9 hours to get to it.
Looking at the map, it is like it couldn't be more remote.
In the middle of maybe it was cheaper out there.
Well, I'm sure they had to find a cliffside that nobody really cared about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Hey, can I just come out here and deface you? Like, this is glorified graffiti, is it not?
Yeah. This is the LA thing of today.
This is the LA towers.
They're like, this is the LA towers of whenever this was.
Of 1940.
1940. Yeah. That was like, I mean, they were like, all right, you want to do, look at this mountain. I bet we could fit 4 up there. Yeah. Cause that one coming out of that one, that one coming to that one, they're kind of looking like they're sitting at a table together, right?
Yep.
You're like, yeah, they kind of look like they're buddies, I guess, right? Cause it's kind of around a little bit. The one guy's hidden in the back.
Who's all on it?
Yeah. It's
Abe Lincoln.
Don't show him.
Abe Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
No way you get this third one or fourth.
Abe Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. It's not JFK's.
The hint is
JFK.
Powerful wife. Involved wife.
Oh. Donald Trump.
Barack Obama. Ooh. Close.
Who is it?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, that's not a good hint.
No, it's not a good hint.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't get that at all.
Eleanor Roosevelt is like known for being super involved as the first lady.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
So they go, blah, blah,
who's going to decide?
Blah.
Yeah, who's going to decide? I got it.
How many followers she got?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. No one.
Hey, was you trying to make some content?
Yeah.
Don't put it out in South Dakota. Yeah. It is, but if the civilization, devil's advocate to that girl's take, mm-hmm. the civilization does crumble, and you're talking about 1,000 years from now. Everybody abandons America, right?
Mm-hmm.
1,000 years, they come back.
Nice.
What do we got?
Right.
Stone Mountain.
Yep.
I'm talking, it has to be like the Egyptians have the pyramids.
Yeah, things
like,
that'll stand the test of time.
And the Incas have like the Mayan, the ruin. What do we have?
Sports stadiums. We have our Colosseums.
Our version of Colosseums.
Yeah, we have our skyscrapers.
Daytona.
Yeah, Daytona. No. For sure. Daytona would last longer than all those buildings, for sure.
All right, do the skyscrapers come down?
Yeah, I think eventually they deteriorate and they fall.
A thousand years. But you would, no, we have New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it all, they'd be like this, like the wonders of the world. You're like, yeah, but when this was they reconstruct the Sphinx or whatever, and it's falling apart now. But but you're like, New York City, they could recreate. You're like, this city must have been.
Yeah, they could restore some things.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Even if some of it had fallen, you'd be like, well, this is, right?
Yeah. The pyramids used to be covered in, like, they were shiny.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were covered in.
Now, and the top is still there, but the rest of it's kind of discreet. But you can, rebuild it through CGI.
Right.
Yeah, we'd have that. We'd have, let's see, what else do we have? The stadiums.
Yeah, the stadiums are pretty much, I think, the only thing.
The Hollywood sign, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. When somebody put Hollyweed over it, and that was like the only time that Hollywood sign was ever on the news.
Sick.
I mean, nothing in L.A.
Nothing in L.A. lasts anyways without Botox. Yeah. But the... sorry. Washington Monument.
Oh, yep, yeah. Abe Lincoln.
That type of stuff.
So in her defense, these are the only things that stay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking up too. I didn't know how big it actually was. George Washington said it's 60 feet tall.
That thing is huge.
So
that is huge. Look up biggest monuments in the U.S.
It's large.
What do we have? We got everything else that would have fallen apart on the stadiums.
Oh, the Gateway Arch.
That's coming down.
Statue of Liberty.
Oh, yeah.
Washington Monument.
Yeah. San Jacinto Monument. Never heard of it.
Me neither.
Empire State Building. Yeah.
What's the Gateway Arch? St. Louis?
Is that what it's called? That's what I thought it was.
I don't know. That's what it was called.
The Gateway, St. Louis, the St. Louis Arch. Yeah. Statue of Liberty, Empire State Building. Yeah, those will collapse.
Oh, wait. Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like out in the ocean. Think about how much maintenance there is on these things year round too.
Yeah.
Like, 1,000 years is a long time.
But Theo and Tucker Carlson were talking on a podcast, mm-hmm. and they were like, it's really a shame about how we've devalued certain things and only for like profit in like America, where like these dollar generals just look like trash and they're everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where somebody like goes and like plants like some flowers and you're like, oh, that looks good. I am encouraged by that, or I feel positive, or somebody took time to, even when you put on a nice outfit, you know, you feel valued.
Yep.
If there's trash everywhere, it's like nobody cares about this.
I feel good when I drive by a house with nice landscaping.
So do I, dude. And I'm like, so we're getting that age.
They got fresh
mulch.
We're getting
that age.
Yeah, we're over there.
Well, that's a perfect example. So you go, hey, that's what this pod should be about today.
Okay.
Hey, what's the point? What's the point of the mulch?
Mm.
We do it every year. Should we do the mulch? Why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
It just must bring some value.
Yep.
Does it not?
Yeah.
It has to.
Yep.
By bringing some, let's do the mulch. So in that case, let's build it. Mount Rushmore, you could argue that people have gone that far to see it because it's that beautiful of a piece of art.
I was just going to say, isn't that art?
Isn't that what art is?
Yes.
And you go, dude, it took this Sistine Chapel, or it took him... for however, and we've all gone to see it.
Mm-hmm.
We've all gone to Mount Rushmore at some. I think I've been there.
Googled it.
Maybe, yeah.
I've never been, but
look at that.
Yeah.
That's incredible. It's like, oh, maybe that's the point of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we went to, like,
what's the point of anything, really?
Joy.
Mm-hmm.
We went to
for
go,
you or for those who see it.
Just to look at it.
Yeah.
It's like
your
like,
act, same.
Yeah.
Deal. Yes, it makes
all
money.
All a Dollar General is just buy the land and just the cheapest, like not even a facade on the front, not even some brick, just straight concrete parking spots. Get in there, get your Fruit Loops and your whatever, and get out of there. And it's like an eyesore. You know, have you ever been to like a city that like with the zoning, like the McDonald's has to be brick?
Yeah.
Or like it has to fit into, because otherwise this city goes to nothing.
Yeah.
Like
I used to sell windows and we used to do like historical renovations and they had to get permitted and passed and like reviewed and all the stuff to look the same as the old windows did to preserve like the historic feel of the building and the whole surrounding area.
Yeah.
And wow.
Been good for them.
I love it.
And especially as a flat, like we went to the, over Halloween, we went out and got all the bunch of the pumpkins and like all these flowers and put them on my front. Like it was just, they're all going to die.
Right.
But it just looks more inviting or more positive or more, why do anything? Why trim the thing? It's like everybody's always like money, profits, nothing else matters. And you could argue looking back at history mm-hmm. that they actually thought the opposite.
Absolutely.
And they were like, let's adorn this king with all the, because that's what shows value and pleasure. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad investment. Cause like these flowers are all going to die in the winter. Mm-hmm.
Do other cultures,
that's
like,
the point.
Like back in time, right? Like, it's like sculpturists.
Yeah.
Sculptors. Wow.
Yeah.
Sculptors.
Sculpturists. You got it.
Sculptors in like,
yeah.
In like Rome.
Yeah.
Were upheld as like very respected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Artists, tradesmen, whatever. Like it was awesome.
Yeah.
In America, we've never had that because we've always been capitalistic and value, money and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do those cultures still look at art that way, or have
they
kind of swung over towards us?
Well, I guess if like the people that think what people are like the guy that created that Apple headset,
right?
We don't know him,
right?
Or is a team of, you know, it's not that is art, or yes. That's the creation or technology, whatever call it. There's no look at it.
That's interesting.
It used to be, look, you cut the grass, look at what you have done, and you make this like. Who made AI? Mm-hmm. That's the advancements were like, not who made the next like Golden Gate Bridge or something. Nobody's making architectural. Are they?
The line. That whole building thing.
Yeah, I'm saying in America.
But even that is being held up as like, it's an eco thing.
It's just a square box.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's pretty stunning to look at, but
where is it?
Saudi Arabia, I think.
Is it made?
They're working on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like that it's not enough for them to just be like, this is art.
Yeah.
It has to fill needs.
Yeah. It has to be
economical.
Both. Yeah. Yeah.
Cost conscious, like whatever.
But you look at those like in Tokyo or Beijing, you're like just those high rises just go on for days. They're mm-hmm. just brick. And they're just like, man, that's sad. Because mm-hmm. it seems like people are just being funneled through, go work your job, go home, go eat, go. You're like, dang, there's no like, and so you could argue with Mount Rushmore, it's got way too serious.
Yeah.
You're like, we're about to pray or something like that. But do you think that the guys that made Mount Rushmore, their maybe not their lives, but those 15 years were in vain? I would argue absolutely not.
No, I don't think so.
And probably the opposite. Because that guy, in terms of a legacy or living on, that guy that's what he did.
Yeah.
And we're only going to live as long as the algorithm keeps us in it.
Mm-hmm.
If
dang, dude.
Shoot.
Dang, dude. That's heavy.
I mean, right?
Yeah. It's like the whole like a man dies twice, when his body dies, and then the last time somebody on earth says his name.
Dang. Say that again.
Man dies twice.
Yeah.
The first time when his body dies.
Yeah.
And the second time is the last time his name is mentioned on earth. And so
if your name
to modernize
is,
it, it's the last time that the algorithm recommends you.
It's
the last time YouTube goes, here's John Crist.
Yeah.
For the last time.
Speaking of, we found out this morning that Toby Keith passed.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
A legend.
Yeah.
And innumerable joy has been brought to my life by that guy's music.
Yeah, dude.
That guy's like, and when they play that stuff down on Broadway, and Uncle Sam, at the top of his list, it's like, yeah, dude. It
makes me want to join up.
And that guy made that.
Yeah.
And he put that, and everybody today is listening to his music.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, that's silly to make. That's what the Mount Rushmore girl's saying. Oh, Red Solo Cup. Mm-hmm. Is it silly? It's not.
No, definitely not.
It's not. And if you've done something to bring other people joy, that's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue that that dude's name is not going to be taken out of people's mouths. He's going to outlive me.
Yeah.
He's going to outlive us.
Yeah, for sure.
That he's going to be, oh gosh, I'm already, you know what I'm already mad at?
Hmm.
Country artists. In 20 years. You know how the country artists now are like Waylon Jennings and like, I was listening to the old Hank Williams. I go, no, you weren't, dude. You grew up in Franklin, bro. You know, they always shout out.
Country music
loves shouting out to the old guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, the old guys would be embarrassed if they knew what kind of a publicist and marketing scheme you had going on here.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, old Toby Keith. I go, no, we love Toby Keith. Mm-hmm. You didn't.
Yeah. You're Toby Keith hipster.
God, you're Toby Keith ironic.
Yeah.
Dang, dude, we have really gotten into it.
I like that. I like the same. I kind of get a form of the same feeling looking at something as grand as a Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
But also looking at somebody who just got new mulch.
Same type thing.
I like that. Because it's like, okay, you don't have to do something massive to
get
that type of feeling for yourself or to give somebody else that feeling. You don't have to go carve 60-foot faces into a face, into a mountain face.
You don't have to. Yeah.
You can also just like, do something small.
Or you can just like paint, like you got a baby coming. You got a room.
Yeah.
Have you been doing something to
it? Oh, yeah. Just finished it this weekend.
Do it. Mm-hmm. Do it.
It feels great.
Do it all, bro.
Yep.
Well, otherwise, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
So you can have more money?
Right.
Do paint the room, bro. Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
I love it, dude.
I do too. Man, I'm going to go wash my car, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, by hand.
I did. I cleaned out my garage yesterday because I was like, yeah, what? Yeah.
That feels good.
Yeah. Because it was warm.
I think
it,
there's something also to be said just about taking care of something.
Yeah.
Even something as small as just cleaning your garage.
No, it's communicating that either person or even yourself has value. Mm. So you're communicating to your future child that they have value. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing by that whole thing. So you go out to Poughkeepsie, or what's that city in Kentucky that everybody always makes fun of? Paducah.
Yeah.
Paducah. It just sounds like a worn down place.
Yep.
It's not. It's beautiful. But you put a Walgreens in there. It's just like, it's on the corner. It's a cylindrical square. You can drive through, get your prescriptions. Like, dude, let's do it.
Oh, you know what it is?
You
know when you see like a McDonald's, but it's done like in a modern style or something, or a Dunkin' Donuts, they'll do them the same way. And it's like, oh, that's actually, wow, they kind of put some extra time into that
good
one.
For them.
And it feels good to see
like
it.
You see a Wendy's and you go, dang,
yes,
Wendy's.
Yes.
You're like, hey, we value you.
Yes.
We value you and we would like to welcome you in here. So we're going to make it the best. We're going to make it the best scenario possible.
Yes.
A new Wendy's.
Yeah, there's just some nice ones. Like I'd take
a girl there.
Yeah.
I'd take a date there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd take a girl there.
I'd take a girl there.
Versus that one. Nice one. Yeah. Versus that one as well.
So listen, Wendy's, my golf course, they go like, hey, let's plant the azaleas around it. Why? Mm-hmm. It looks better.
Yeah.
It's more enjoyable for everybody. Gosh, that's good for that guy for the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, dude.
The guy, the Mount Rushmore, he's going, I bet if he could talk to that girl, he's like, but what did you do?
Yeah.
Mm. She made that video.
I made a TikTok. What did you, but you gave, like, I do feel that a little bit about my YouTube channel. Mm. That it is a body of work that is from the beginning. Mm-hmm. From the beginning of my career, all the things that have been put on there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I get copyright strikes and something gets taken down, I'm like, man, that's like a part of the journey. Not that I'm going to die and leave my YouTube. I don't think.
I mean, someday you will.
I guess I will. Yeah, for sure. But you're like, man, if it even is around after that.
Yeah.
But maybe we should put some.
Can we say this guy's name?
I'll mention his name and we're going to keep him.
Give it to him.
Gutzon Borgloom.
Yep.
I'm mentioning his name.
There it is.
So he's not dead today.
Not yet, man.
And his son, Lincoln. The Borgloom family is alive and well.
Father, son did that.
We appreciate them. So unbelievable. Cool. Otherwise, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Making Christian R&B. That's what we're doing. No, let's go to the OnlyFans. Let's go. Sorry, a stark difference.
I'm sorry, what?
A stark difference.
Yeah, so the rest of the episode is going to be on OnlyFans.
Let's say Christian rap. No, let's go to OnlyFans.
It's a news article, people. Here we go.
Here we go. Mom banned from dropping kids off at school due to her OnlyFans ad on her car.
Huh.
Florida. Okay. A mom in Central Florida has been banned from dropping her kids off at a private school because of the advertisement her OnlyFans account on her vehicle. Michelle Klein. Should we mention her name? Sure. I don't know.
She loved the plug.
Says the school is making her park across the street, which forces her kids to cross a busy road, go down a sidewalk, and walk through the parking lot to get to school. That is, unless she takes the ad for the adult content site off her car. Klein go. All right, let's not do this. She says,
"Yeah, don't plug her adult right, content yeah. name. Don't do
okay.
that."
Okay. So the Christian school said you can't come pick up your kid. So now she's endangering her kids to walk across the street. Hey, you're endangering your kid by having your OnlyFans on the car that you're dropping them off to school with, dude.
Way more, dude.
If I was in, is this at what age? Doesn't matter. Let's say this is a middle school.
Sure.
Let's say the kids, not even the kids, anyone knows what OnlyFans is, and you get out of that car, you're done.
Yeah.
You're getting bullied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Also, all your kids' friends have seen it. I promise. Yes. I promise all of them have subscribed.
Have seen your mother.
They've seen your OnlyFans account. I promise you they've seen it.
They have to. Mm-hmm.
That makes me mad.
They've probably showed your kids.
Somebody. Too. That makes me sad.
Of
that
course.
Part.
Yeah.
I know how this works. Not how OnlyFans works, but I know there's a kid that the parental supervision is a little loose.
Oh, for sure.
And that kid always is the plug.
Of course.
Yeah. He's screenshotting he's delivering.
Yes.
No, they're not you're not gaining more business.
No.
Because it's a Christian school. Actually, if I was behind that person.
I mean, just real quick, scroll up, show John the car. Mm-hmm. Could this be more?
It's big.
It's huge.
No.
It's huge. What?
But just look at the car. It's a Florida license plate.
Yeah.
Could it be more deserving of like an OnlyFans on the back windshield? Just like a blacked out old Dodge Durango with like stupid black stripes up the
those
middle?
Are racing stripes.
Yeah, they are.
That should be like, hey. The school administrators bring you in. They're like, hey, we need to talk about your car. They're like, yeah, what? I'm so sorry. You're like, no, get rid of the racing stripes. Yeah. You're like, what? That's keep embarrassing. No, it's embarrassing for our school. We're trying to be like, have some reputation in this neighborhood. You're coming through here picking up our kids with the racing stripes on your car. That's embarrassing.
Keep the branding.
We don't mind
We're
that.
Fine. The
we don't mind
fine.
That. Yeah, it's a good looking. Actually, it seems like it's two colors. Yeah. OnlyFans probably sent that to you when you signed up.
Well, it paid for the car for sure.
And probably the school.
If they made her take the decal off, she was like, okay, fine. But like, I don't have tuition.
I can't go. Oh, man. I wonder if she did.
Remember that donation I gave you guys to build the new wing?
Yeah.
Who do you think paid for that?
You think me?
My subs.
Yeah.
You
the vice principal. I don't know who you are. Seems like you're looking at me pretty familiar.
Hey, Schoolman 59.
Schoolman.
Also, she wore an OnlyFans shirt
to the promo
interview.
For the news.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course she did.
Double down.
Of course she did. Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay.
Schoolman 59.
Chose that number specifically.
Nice. No, you, I mean, here's the question.
PG, we're good.
Here's
the
question. Uh-huh. Sounds like she goes to Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
Kids go to Christian school.
Right.
Does she got a tithe on that money? Andrew?
Does she need to tithe on the money from
the OnlyFans profits?
I'm going to go with no.
Does God not want it?
I don't think God wants that.
It's income, though.
God doesn't want dirty money?
I don't think so.
Here's how you get around that. You could say, well, your OnlyFans, and you're like, my time is worth $100 an hour, the time I spent on this, so we have no profits.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't make any money.
Mm.
Yeah.
She is a 503C non-profit OnlyFans.
Non-profit OnlyFans.
No, it all goes back. It all goes back into the business. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, dude,
the overhead crazy. Is you and your computer.
It is fun.
I make $172,000 a month. It all goes right back in.
Honest question. This is an honest question. And there's a lot of Christian people that listen to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in man or woman, if you were behind, it's a carpool line, is right? She's saying the school drop off.
Yes.
Someone's behind you.
Right.
You're looking that up.
Yeah.
You're looking that up. And not even out of like, just out of curiosity.
Well, your kid goes to school with their kid.
100 out of 100 people are now subscribing, and that's different.
Yeah.
You're looking that up.
Mm-hmm.
You are looking that up 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And you, it's a shame what's been done to the children, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's not,
that sucks.
That's not fun.
No.
But if this is a high school, you know, well, the kids are think that they're like, dude, your mom, what's up? Like the high school kids.
Yeah.
Are, cause high school
just
kids are the worst.
Yeah.
They're like, couldn't your mom come pick us up? Like, for sure. Can I get in the OnlyFans vehicle? No, dude.
I mean, we did that with our friends who had,
of course we did,
hot moms. They didn't even have this account. This didn't exist.
Dude, yeah, it didn't even exist.
But just, we were just like, yeah, dude, your mom, yeah.
Only students, dude. Yeah.
Weird. Just, so weird, dude.
No, like, what's up?
Definitely not that.
No, just like we were just like, you're like,
we were just kids.
How? When does that happen?
What?
Yeah, that's just kids. Only students. That's same joke. Yeah. You were like, we're I mean, high school, and somebody starts it. Somebody always starts, dude, Jake's mom's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it starts.
It's probably like 12, 13.
You think?
I would think that's when that starts.
Yeah. But that to me seemed all in good fun.
Yeah.
That.
Unless it's your mom.
Yeah.
It's probably not that fun.
Yeah.
Anymore.
You know, it's not that fun.
Yeah.
But dude, should she be allowed to pick up the kids up or no?
Yeah, I think she can do her own thing. I don't know, though.
These
private schools, you know, they got their own codes of conduct and all that stuff. Yeah. Like, they don't abide by regular laws. Yeah. They write whatever they want.
So if somebody was like, I sell, like, Viagra without the prescription or something like that and had that on the back of the car, you were like, you hope everybody's just similar to you,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the, we had it at our school, our Christian high school, is this girl wanted to like wrestle. There's no women's wrestling team. Right.
Right.
And it is technically you can. And they were like, all right, before you go to like the news or like, you're like, can you not, can you just not?
Sure.
Or like private conversation or like, hey, can you,
we had a girl wrestle at our high school.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah.
Christian?
Mm-mm.
No.
Public school.
Was it fine?
Yeah, it was fine. She's pretty good.
She was good?
Yeah.
She beat any of the guys?
Yeah, she wants some matches.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, I think they were, you know, Christians are scared of that
for sure.
type of thing.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, no.
Guys and girls rolling around in single.
Physical
touch, no.
Yeah, so they went and I think talked to her.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, you can't wrestle. She's like, okay.
Sick, dude.
Sick, dude.
Just stomping on dreams.
Well, Klein says she wants the school at very least to provide someone to help her kids get across the street safely. That's not going to help.
No.
That's going to be worse.
The street, dude.
Yeah. She doesn't,
not that busy.
She doesn't care though. Clearly she like the quotes in this. She does not care about the decal.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, that's fine. I'll play by your rules. But then also recognize that you're putting my kids in a situation that you're not putting any other kids in. So do something about it.
I defend her. Saying, I guess like, we defend her.
I defend her on that.
I defend her on that.
She's like, look, it's a free country. I make my money this way. This pays for...
Kick me out of school.
This
then.
Durango.
Kick me out of school.
And the tuition for my children. So like...
This Durango and the pinstripes.
Yeah. And the racing stripes.
This paid for the racing stripes.
Yeah.
Look up how much racing stripes cost to put on your car. $1,000 or something like that.
Probably.
How much do race... Those big... You talk about those big... Those are big in like the 2000s.
It just like looks so classically like a...
Racing stripes
like
on your 200
car. $200.
Oh, okay. $200. All right. Yeah.
The range started at 50.
Yeah, the range... The racing stripes are wild.
It says vinyl kits start at $45.
Tough.
So she, that's like,
that's it?
That's like 10 minutes on OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's killing it.
All right. Let's get out of here. Do we got anything else or should we wrap it up?
Let's get out of here.
Oh yeah. Let's see. Let's say later so that we cover that in Erlang, Michigan, Tennessee. Oh, all right. Valley Building, Tiger Moms, Bands. We owe people $1,000 of NSYNC merch.
Ooh.
You, not we.
Yeah, sorry. I do.
Yeah, thank you.
I made a commitment. Mm-hmm. People have been emailing me about this. I made a commitment that I would buy $1,000 worth of NSYNC merch if they didn't announce a tour by December, and they have not announced a tour. So I'm a man of my word.
I can't believe they didn't announce it.
I know.
Because I was I was with you.
Wait, NSYNC is Justin Timberlake, right?
Yeah.
My goodness. Just like doing a whole promo bit. Is he just doing like a solo thing?
No, he's got an album.
I make calls. I miss some. And what's my Taylor Swift call? They got to get married?
Married and kid, I think, was your...
or I'll get by $5,000.
You said they wouldn't.
They wouldn't. Yeah. So if they get married and have a kid, I got to buy $5,000 worth of tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still stand on that. Stand on business. So, all right. If there's some merch, my goodness, I'm going to have to buy a ton. We're
gonna, I don't know how you plan on even logistically doing this.
If you send it into the podcast, send it into the info. Is it, what is it? NetPositive@johnchriscomedy.com. Mm-hmm. Send in the link. I'll buy some of it and send it your way. My assistant will. Somebody will.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, yeah.
Now, like, I'm not managing this for you.
I'll be a man of my word on that. Yeah, baby. It's, awesome. You want to do the Taylor Swift thing?
Yeah, I'll go wherever you want to
do Taylor Swift, and then we'll wrap it up. It's a big Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
This is a good one of our favorite TikToks of the week. How Taylor Swift sounds to non-Swifties.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Back car, in the back of the car, and we're wearing red scarves, and we're feeling so hard. Yeah, we know that we're going around. You can't talk to me no more. Men are so difficult. Oh my God, we're all wearing red, and we're feeling so hot. And we are girls, 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 girls. We can't take it anymore.
I can't take it anymore. She just riffed that. It sounds like we're girls. Men are difficult. We can't take it anymore.
That felt like if that was if Taylor Swift was to do the halftime show to Super Bowl and it's a medley of all her hits, that's what it would be. Just
wait,
that.
That's not one of her songs.
That whole thing. That whole thing.
That's not one of her songs.
Yeah,
no, I think that's the actual lyrics. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's probably how football sounds to people that don't watch football.
Yeah,
they're like, what?
Yeah,
what are y'all talking about? Yeah.
Do you have a prediction for the Super Bowl?
I'm going to go the Chiefs are playing the 49ers.
Yes.
I'm going for the Niners.
Really?
But yeah. It's Kyle Shanahan used to be the coach of the Atlanta Falcons and came within almost winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And didn't, which was a sad day for us. Mm. But I would like to see him win. Plus, Christian McCaffrey follows me on Instagram.
So. Okay. There it is. Okay. Got it.
We're doing content. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I never met him. Let's see. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go 24-13.
Okay.
I'm going to go 24-13 49ers.
All right.
And they're already there screwing them already because they got a 49ers are practicing at UNLV. And the Chiefs are practicing at the stadium.
Yeah, I saw that's part of home field advantage. I've never heard of this before.
I never heard of that either.
Yeah.
Oh, but somebody should have the better place, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It's in Vegas.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wonder what they're going to have at the Sphere. What do you got? Prediction?
I'm going to take the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to see 49ers win it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Chiefs 31-21.
I mean, if you're putting your betting Brock Purdy against Patrick Mahomes, is wild to take the Niners.
It's kind of like
in the Super Bowl. What's the line? You know,
I don't know what the line is. It's tough to bet against Mahomes in the same way it was tough to bet against Brady when he was hot. It's just like
do it. If I was putting money down, I'd put it on the Chiefs.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't. I want the 49ers.
Do you think if the Chiefs win, Travis proposes?
Yeah,
you think so?
Well, I think he gets the booster and then he proposes.
all in one. One staged moment.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah. And all the confetti's coming down. Yeah.
He does the booster, files for home and auto insurance.
Yeah.
And then some credit card company goes, ad. And then
I say yes. Also, vote Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Andrew, prediction or no?
I don't really follow football, but
oh, yeah.
I'll go Chiefs, I guess.
Go Chiefs.
I hear Travis Kelce's like a, aren't they like the best tight end quarterback duo ever?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty close.
Tom Brady and Gronkowski would have something.
Patrick Mahomes graduated from Texas Tech, and I have a show in Lubbock during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you didn't cancel.
You're going with it?
Yeah, no, we're not canceled.
Okay.
What do you mean? It's sold out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You're going to give live sports updates during the show?
On the screen.
Yeah, on the bottom line?
Yeah, maybe we'll allow cell phones.
Okay.
Normally, they don't allow cell phones.
Yeah.
In this, maybe they'll allow to look at it. Huh. Who knows? So some people don't care about football.
I'm sure if they bought tickets for that, I'm sure they don't care.
We'll be out of here. Yeah. Net positive. See you next week, baby.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.